a bedrat. Sorry, I'm going there because homegirl is now being single for 2 years. What a milestone. I'm starting to believe I am the one. So I saw that meme once and I couldn't help but say it. The thing is, right, you gotta remember, everyone's like, oh my god, you're so pretty. Like, I can't believe you're single. No one have ever said it in that voice. It's usually guys saying that, sorry. Like, oh my god, you're so pretty. I can't believe you're single. It's a choice, right? And I think when you value yourself so much, you don't just be like, YOLO, well, I've got nothing else better to do, so I'm just going to go on a date with a fuckboy. I'm just going to let him take me to Nando's. Yeah, I've got nothing better to do in the night. What's the damage about talking to this idiot I don't really like? Oh, and he's telling me he's only talking to me. Yeah, like, what's, you know, nothing else. Nothing else to do. Like, that's how much people value their time. Well, you know, just may as well talk to someone. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, well, you know, thingy bought me this. Buy your own fucking damn shit. Sorry. Anywho, so, and do you know what, right, I needed this time, because one, I had 3 boyfriends back to back, homegirl was fucking lost, for a start, and 2, it only comes to a point where you, that whole, oh, well, I just got bad luck with guys, excuse, or I just picked the wrong, yeah, you just picked the wrong ones, you. That's some work you need to do on yourself. And plus, when you go from relationship to relationship, you are damaged. You are bleeding all over every boy that comes to meet you then, because you're that damaged, okay? So you need time to heal. You need time to get out. And then before you know it, when you focus on yourself, you will then actually know who you are and what you're worth. And then you just wouldn't ever, ever throw your time away. And isn't that beautiful? Like, isn't that beautiful to be like, yeah, do you know what? I'm whole. I'm fucking whole, bitch. Like, I'm whole. And then you don't, like, invite anyone in unless they're whole as well. Because you do not need that dead weight. It is a full-time job looking after yourself. And then someone that can just let you be you and let you do you. And, like, I have big goals and big ambitions, so I'm not going to be unrealistic and think, yeah, I can just find a guy, blah, blah, blah. I'm just not willing to settle. I'm not. So short term, I may suffer. Short term, I may be used without a guy, whatever. That is short term. But long term, I will benefit, because when I find someone, it will be love. It won't be companionship. Like, a lot of people these days, they just not willing to suffer short term because they want those photos with bae. They can't stand time by themselves. So then they go out with anyone. And then before they know it, 5, 7, whatever years down the line, that person just breaks up with them. So I think a lot of people are trying to put a peg into, like, a square hole. And it just doesn't work. But because society, like, makes it so normal that you should be with someone, you know, people are doing it, like, every single day. So, no, I don't look around at people and jealous of them, especially people in the wrong relationships. I feel really sorry for people that a lot of people don't value their time enough, like you girls. Well, I'm so good for him. He should be grateful. He's not grateful because, like, for a start, you don't value yourself. Why should he value you? And I love couples as well who are so in love and they have found their right person and they are, like, getting that house and they're settling down, and it just warms my heart to see it. And I think, good for you. You know, you got, like, they got to represent, like, give faith to, like, the other people. But, you know, for my 2-year anniversary as well, I'm taking myself to Spain and I'm going to, like, you know, treat myself to a bath at Lush and a fairy tale bath, which is like over £100. So I'm spending £300 on myself because I've hit that 2-year milestone. Because a lot of the time that we would never invest this much money in ourselves, but we would happily throw away on someone else. It is terrible. And, like, It's not about being selfish. It's just about knowing you are enough. Like, you're worth that investment. If you're willing to spend, I don't know, £200-£300 on a guy to drive a car, then why aren't you willing to spend £100 on yourself to have a beautiful once-in-a-lifetime bath? So, I am very passionate about this because I do find it difficult when people are like, oh, but you eat on your own. Yeah, do you know what? I would prefer to eat on my own because, one, I'm in Miller and Carter and I'm not blinking paying for it. Like, how can anyone be sad about that? And two, why would I want someone there for the sake of having them there where they get on my nerves anyway? It's not that I hate people. It's the fact I value my time too much not to just fill up my time with just anyone. Okay? And like, a lot of people end like that. And I'm sorry that that's the case. But long term, you will benefit. And like, for me, like, I know where my people are. They're in America. And that's why I will move to America. So then I'll be around the right people for me. And I think as long as you're around the right people for you, that's all that matters. But don't just be around people for the sake of it. And I think this is something you learn as you grow up. I think when you get into, like, you know, your mid-20s, late to 20s, and you invest in your mindset, you're like, actually, yeah, I don't really like this person, and I probably shouldn't just spend time with them because they're a safety blanket and they're always there. I hope it helps. And for any of you single out there, if you're not treating yourself on these milestones, you need to recognize. And for Valentine's Day and for Christmas, come on. Sorry, I think I got a bit of a cold. I was around a baby yesterday. But I'm going to say this. You know, if you're single and you're sitting at home being unhappy, that is a choice. You have chose that. So get off your fucking ass and start fucking celebrating that you value yourself, yeah? So I'm going to say it now. So for example, my 2-year anniversary, I could easy sit at home and be like, oh, I didn't be single for 2 years. I'm never going to find anyone. Or I could actually just be like, wow, I've been single for like 2 years. That, you boss ass bitch. What am I going to do? What am I going to do to celebrate? I have a sky scanner, go a trip. And then I booked a trip to go to Spain for 4 days by myself. I'm like, I'm going to hit some gyms. I'm going to live my best life. Okay. So, you know, it's going to be really hard to be unhappy when I'm like walking around a lovely city wearing my cute outfits and then going into the gym and being like, oh, it's so sad I've been single. You know, like if I was with a boy, that probably wouldn't happen. So being unhappy is a choice. So if you're going to spend a lot of money like drinking or like eating or your feelings, then you can put that money aside and treat yourself to a lush bath. You know what I'm saying? So catch yourself there, right? Because your thoughts become your feelings and your feelings become your actions. So watch what you think about your situation if you're single or in a relationship. I hope it helps. See ya.